Hello, and welcome once again to The Sounding Board, coming to you from Lower Delaware, where the laughing gulls are yucking it up, the rentals are all being booked, and the sewer pipe is going into the ground. I thought I'd let the sound of that work accompany our podcast this week. This is an early morning podcast. The workers on the road are laying the sewer pipe that will very soon serve my home. Our program this week is in three parts. The first is called Hammer Down. I think that one of the more annoying things that can happen to a tradesperson, a worker, someone who's undertaking a job, is when you see the result of an action or a possible outcome before it happens and fail to act accordingly to stop it from happening. I was working this week on a dock for a customer. He lives on a lake and wanted the boards, the top boards, replaced on the dock, the deck boards. I took my tools out to the dock. I took a drill, a cordless grinder, various hand tools, including my hammer, and set them on the dock. And as I was returning from a trip to the truck, I looked at the stuff on the dock and I thought, you know, it would just be terrible if anything were to go in the water. So I set to work pulling the boards. I was prying with my hammer, pulling up a board. The nails were, even though they were terribly rusty, they were still stubborn. And lo and behold, my hammer pulls from my hand and flips end over end, plunk, into the water. The first thing that occurred to me was I really should have checked the depth of the water first. And I think that's the biggest lesson I came away with. Whenever doing a job like this or working around water, I think it's always a good idea to find out just what you're dealing with before you get in too deep. I could barely see the end of my hammer off the side of the dock there, but you can't really tell how deep something is in the water. It's a distance and perception thing, which it makes it difficult. And so I went out to the truck and I got a handle to a broom, and I took a crowbar that was turned at one end, and I took some rubber, it's bicycle tube. A carpenter friend of mine showed me this trick that you can cut up an old bicycle tube and often use it to clamp things together. And the bicycle tube was perfect, better than tape for dipping into the water. So I attached the crowbar to the handle, and I felt around down there, and it was clinking. But because of the nature of the hammer, I couldn't grab a hold of it and pull it up. So I took everything out of my coveralls, my pen and my pencil and my paper and wallets and whatever, and I went for a swim. I could just barely see the handle. The water was about 5 feet deep, which I never would have guessed off of the dock there. And it was cold, and I got in up to my shoulders, and I kept one hand up dry on the dock as I peered down and saw the handle of the hammer floating, or attempting to float, with the head holding it down. And I reached down and I snagged it and I pulled it like Excalibur out of the lake.